Marjorie Kemp, a Christian Mystic. Marjorie Kemp was born in 1373 in Norfolk, England, under the name of Marjorie Burnham. Her father was a merchant, the mayor of the town of King's Lyon, and member of Parliament. Around 20 years old, she married John Kemp, who was a town official in 1394. Marjorie had 14 children. Marjorie believed in the ability of each person to have oneness with the divine. She started having many visions and inner mystical experiences. These inner mystical visions and experiences caused her to hear celestial sounds, and she reported hearing a heavenly melody that caused an awakening and want to live a life of serving the divine. Marjorie was told on the inner that she would never be separate from the divine essence and was in union with Source. Marjorie never joined a religious order, yet she continued to be in devotion, love for the divine, and continued her tears in public, expressing her divine love for her life and oneness with the infinite presence. Marjorie's intense mystical inner experiences caused her to have public displays of loud, uncontrollable crying, sobbing, and movement, which caused great concern from both the clergy and the community. People misunderstood what Marjorie was experiencing and at one point was imprisoned by the clergy. The town officials said that Marjorie could have been raped, yet she was recorded not being sexually assaulted. It is documented that in the 1420s, she dictated her book known today as The Book of Marjorie Kemp, which shares of her visions, her inner mystical experiences, her travels, and her trial for heresy. Marjorie Kemp book is known to be the first autobiography written in the English language. Marjorie stood trial several times for heresy, yet was never convicted. Several reasons for her arrests and the charges against her were preaching, which was forbidden to women. She was wearing of all white clothes, which was forbidden to a married woman, and was classified as impersonating a nun. Sharing her personal mystical experiences was classified as preaching and praying for someone, and was only allowed for the clergy. Her constant crying and high emotional devotion showed a superior connection with the divine essence, and people saw this as admission. People felt Marjorie was implying she had a relationship with Source, and that was way higher than the clergy. Marjorie was only sharing her mystical experiences, outward signs of devotion, and external overflowing of love for the divine presence in her life. Her spiritual autobiography is called The Book of Marjorie Kemp. In 1430s, she decided to have written record of her spiritual life. It is recorded that Marjorie, around 1413, visited the female mystic Julian of Norwich and stayed with her for several days. Marjorie wanted to obtain Julian's approval for her visions and inner mystical experiences. Julian of Norwich is a recognized mystic, gave Marjorie reassurance that her visions and mystical experiences were genuine. Julian recommended to temper her outward sign of constant tears and discussion of her experiences. Marjorie Kemp received confirmation and guidance from Julian of Norwich. Julian confirmed that Marjorie's gift of tears was the Holy Spirit in her soul and was a divine union and was authentic devotion. Her book was completed in 1438 and it was admitted to the Trinity Guild of Lyon. Marjorie was not able to read or write, so she had a scribe write her book and she dictated it to monk Richard Salthouse. We don't know the year of her death, yet it was after 1438. I hope you have enjoyed listening to the life of Marjorie Kemp, the Christian mystic.